Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension. Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Prepare now for a future you can look forward to. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about starting your pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Exploding walkie-talkies have killed 9 people and injured at least 300 across Lebanon, the country's health ministry said this afternoon. This follows yesterday's deadly pager explosions, which killed 12 people and injured over 2,500. Meanwhile, Hezbollah has launched rockets into Israel. The detonation of thousands of pagers raises the prospect of another full-scale war in the Middle East between Iran-backed Hezbollah and Israel. For more on this, we're joined now by Fawaz Gurjez, who's Professor of International Relations. And you're very welcome, Fawaz, to the programme this evening. Further blast this afternoon. What do we know at this point about exactly what's happening?
Well, we know that this is a second wave today. 9 people have been killed and more than 300 have been injured. The walkie-talkie devices exploded at homes, in cars, in funerals. People talk about really that we have more than 3,500 casualties, injured people, and about 2 dozen killed, including many civilians, medical workers, children, people in supermarkets. So it's on the human side, it's a disaster. And what Israel has been trying to do, I mean, obviously, the logical conclusion is that who else? The United States has made it very clear it had no hand in what happened and did not know in advance about what happened. The big question is that I think Israel seems to have infiltrated and penetrated the supply chains of Hezbollah. And it seems, it appears that Israel has planted explosive devices in pagers and in walkie-talkies that Hezbollah basically purchased a few months ago.
Mm. And we're expecting Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah to react publicly for the first time in a speech to supporters tomorrow. Now, I know there's already been talk about, just punishment, but what do you expect him to say?
Well, I think Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, will most likely acknowledge that what, the alleged Israel's infiltration of Hezbollah's communications is probably one of the greatest security breaches of Hezbollah, psychological, even in terms of casualties. It has rattled Hezbollah. It has unnerved Hezbollah. It has undermined the image and the standing of Hezbollah in the eyes of its, both its allies and its enemies. But I think what Hezbollah will say, and this is the crux of the matter, that this is a war. And in a war, you win a day and you lose another day. Mm. And Hezbollah, Nasrallah will say that the war goes on, that even though Israel has succeeded in delivering a major tactical blow to Hezbollah, Israel will never, ever be able to achieve its strategic goal, which is basically to force Hezbollah down or to force Hezbollah to surrender.
All right. So from this point, then, do we expect or do you expect things to escalate?
Well, look, we have been warning, as you know, for the past 12 months that it would take a spark to ignite all-out wider regional conflict. The question for me, have we reached this particular tipping point? It seems to me that Benjamin Netanyahu wants to really carry out an all-out war against Hezbollah. There is infighting within the Israeli government. Even his defense minister and the military don't see eye to eye with Benjamin Netanyahu. Even the Biden administration has made it very clear that all-out war with Hezbollah will undermine Israel's security and could trigger a wider regional conflict. I take it that probably for Netanyahu, this is it. This could really present a golden opportunity for him to widen the war and basically prolong his political prospects in Israel, and tell the Israelis, look, I'm the only one who is capable of protecting you, even though that Israel has never been as vulnerable as it is today, even though it has achieved some major tactical victories over the past, 8 or 9 months.
Fawaz Gurjez, thank you very much for joining us this evening.